Chapter 5. Alnwick Castle. The next morning, Robbie was the last to get on the bus for the trip to Alnwick Castle. He sat in the front seat, next to Jake, one of the camp leaders. He wanted to ask Jake about Featherstone Castle. Robbie looked out of the window and saw Heather with a group of teenagers. She was wearing a pink tracksuit, and she looked beautiful. She waved to Robbie, and he felt good inside. As the bus left, he was sorry she wasn't coming too. Jake stood up to tell them all about the trip. "We'll arrive at Alnwick Castle at about 10 o'clock. There will be a tour of the castle, and then we'll have a picnic lunch in the grounds." Then he sat down next to Robbie again. "Are you enjoying the holiday?" Jake asked. "It's cool," said Robbie. "I love Featherstone Castle." "Yeah," said Jake. "It's a great place to stay."
"There are private areas in the castle," said Robbie. "We can't visit them. What are they?"
"The descendants of the Sandringham family sometimes come to the castle, and they use those rooms," explained Jake.
"Do you know the ghost story about the castle?" asked Robbie.
"Yes, of course," said Jake.
"Why?"
"Is the great dining hall in the private part of the house?" asked Robbie.
"Yes, it is," said Jake.
"Apparently, everything in the room is the same as it was 200 years ago.
"Wow," said Robbie. "Can I go and see it?"
"No, sorry, you can't go there," said Jake.
"What other rooms are in that part of the castle?" asked Robbie.
"There are bedrooms, bathrooms, a kitchen, and a big living room," explained Jake.
"And there's also a wonderful library, full of books about the castle and the history of the area. I did some research there for my studies last year. I had permission from the Sandringham family."
Robbie and Jake talked happily for the rest of the journey. They were both interested in history, so they had a lot to talk about. They arrived at Alnwick Castle, and Jake went to buy the tickets for everybody. A tall, slim girl approached Robbie. She had short blonde hair and blue eyes.
"Hi, I'm Sally," she said. "I'm Heather's friend."
"Hi, I'm Robbie," he answered. "Isn't this castle great?"
"Yes, it is. Are you a Harry Potter fan too?" asked Sally.
"Yes, I am," said Robbie. "This is one of the most important things about the holiday for me. I really want to see the Quidditch pitch."
"Me too," said Sally.
"Okay, everybody, we're ready to go in," said Jake, and he gave the tickets to the man at the desk. Soon they were inside the castle. Robbie loved the place, and he had a fantastic day. In the morning, they had a tour of the castle, and then they played football on the Quidditch pitch. In the afternoon, there was a sword fighting demonstration. The swords were very heavy and difficult to hold. Robbie couldn't imagine fighting with them. They returned from the trip in the evening and had their showers. Soon it was dinner time. Heather was in the dining room. Robbie got his dinner and went to sit opposite her.
"So, you survived the hiking?" he said.
"Yes, of course," said Heather. "It was fantastic, really exciting. I can't wait to go again."
"You're crazy," said Robbie, but he smiled.
"Did you discover anything important?" asked Heather. "Where is the library?"
"It's in the private part of the castle," said Robbie, and he told Heather about his conversation with Jake.
"Great," said Heather. "So we can go there tonight. The others will go on the midnight hike. I'm so excited. This is a great holiday."
"We'll have to be very quiet and careful. Nobody must see us," said Robbie.
"But first we have to see the nurse. We must pretend we're ill. Then we don't have to go on the hike.
I've got a terrible stomach ache. What have you got?"
"Oh, I've got a terrible headache," said Heather, and she laughed.
"Can we go after dinner?"
"No, we're ill.
We should go and rest, said Robbie. I'll meet you downstairs at 9 p.m. and we'll go and see the nurse.
Fine, said Heather, but first, let's finish our dinner.